Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're celebrating Extension Week this week. April 13th through the 18th, we'll be celebrating Extension work across Iowa. And while it may look a little bit different right now, we do still appreciate each of you for the opportunity you give us to serve you by providing Extension resources and information to make your lives better. We hope you'll join us in our virtual Extension Week celebration this year, as we will be posting a lot of information and resources on both our website and our Facebook page. You can check out our Facebook page for a chance to be entered in some fun contests, answer some questions, and we'll be doing drawings throughout the week, so hopefully you'll check that out. You're also welcome, obviously, to call our office anytime. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and we'd be more than happy to chat with you about the resources that Extension has available to you. I want to share some updates with you real quick. If you do happen to visit the Cass County Extension website, you'll notice that there is a new button in the menu at the top. That button takes you directly to all of the ISU Extension resources related to the coronavirus pandemic and is broken down into different categories, such as resources specifically for ag producers, resources for families, resources for small businesses, so you can find information that's relevant to your concern very easily. We hope you'll check that out and see what Extension can do for you as our landscape is changing. Also want to share some information that has been recently posted to our Cass County Extension website. Locally, Cass County Extension has been partnering with Healthy Cass County and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council, and we've just added a COVID-19 Urgent Resource Guide to the Cass County Extension website. This one-page front-back resource is a great resource for folks to find information on resources available to Cass County residents to help you respond to needs as we get through this pandemic event together. We hope you'll check that out if you have a need. There's everything on there from childcare to food to information on health and well-being, including mental health. So please do check that out. A great updated resource that a lot of local folks worked to put together specifically for Cass County residents. Again, you can find that on the Cass County Extension website. It's also linked in the Healthy Cass County Facebook page online. Also want to share with you that we have launched, also through the partnership, the Healthy Cass County Grow Another Row Cass County Project. You can sign up on our website again to donate grown produce this summer if you're planning to plant a garden this summer, or maybe you weren't planning to plant a garden, but you want to start one now. The Grow Another Row Cass County Project encourages local gardeners to add a little extra produce to their garden plans for the summer, and we'll also be working as we get into the growing season to set up donation locations around Cass County. You can find more information on that project on the Cass County Extension website as well. And I also want to share with you that the Cass County Master Gardeners have now released grant money for their local gardening projects again this summer. The Cass County Master Gardener Memorial Grants have been a signature project of this group for many years, and they are open for applications again this year. Any Cass County non-for-profit group is welcome to apply, whether those are schools, churches, libraries, 4-H clubs, scouts, or other organizations working to improve their communities. The money can be used to improve gardens or landscaping for community benefit, provide education for the public or for membership, or to do food donation gardening, so it might tie in nicely with the Grow Another Row project as well. There are a few requirements. Each grant has a maximum value of $300. If you were funded by a grant in 2019, you cannot apply in 2020 to help spread the money out across different projects. Applications must include plans for teamwork and sustainability, and recipients must be willing to submit a short report with photos at the end of the grant period. Applications are now open. The form posted on the Cass County Extension website. We'd also be happy to mail you one or print one for you to pick up here at the office. Applications must be received by 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 28th for consideration, and we're hoping to let folks know by that first week in May if they have received the grant. Again, you can find more information on that Cass County Master Gardeners grant project, along with all of these other projects that I discussed today, on the Cass County Extension website. Please do visit there and look around. I said we're adding lots of new information. Again, if you haven't checked out our Cass County Extension Facebook page lately, we encourage you to do that. It is a public Facebook page, so you don't need to have an account to visit that Facebook page. And we're posting a lot of information and resources and links to ISU Extension resources on that page as well. And of course, even though we are currently closed to the public, we do still have staff in the office answering the phones. So you're more than welcome to call our office, 712-243-1132 during business hours, and we'd be happy to answer that call and direct you where you need to go to get the extension resources that you are looking for. I hope you'll check out all of those resources. I hope you'll join us in celebrating Extension Week this week, and I look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.